Linguaphone Arabic.
باب واحد.
Unit 1.
Hello.
أهلاً.
أهلاً.
Part A. Key language.
Welcome to Unit 1, which gives you an idea of what you'll learn in the course.
If you haven't already done so, we suggest you complete the script introduction.
The script introduction will soon help you to become familiar with the Arabic script so that you feel comfortable when reading the Arabic in the rest of the course. You will be a bit slow at first, but don't worry. Just take your time and your speed of reading will improve faster than you think.
We suggest you also read page 10 of your book before listening any further.
This tells you how to study the course most effectively and achieve the best results. Right, back to the recording for Unit 1.
In this unit, you learn to say what your name is.
Ana ismi Mona.
Ana ismi Sharif.
Then you'll learn how to say hello.
Ahlan.
Ahlan.
You'll also learn how to understand some useful Arabic words.
To begin with, here's the key language for Unit 1. Just listen to each sentence the first time you hear it, then listen to the English equivalent. After you hear it the second time, repeat it in Arabic.
Ahlan, ana ismi Sharif.
Hello, my name's Sharif.
Ahlan, ana ismi Sharif.
Ahlan. Ana ismi Mona.
Hello, my name is Mona.
Ahlan. Ana ismi Mona.
So now you can say hello and what your name is. Now try repeating what Sharif and Mona say and just add your own name at the end.
Ahlan. Ana ismi.
Ahlan. Ana ismi.
Let's go on and learn how to say hello to Sharif and Mona.
Ahlan, Sharif.
Ahlan, Mona.
Now practice listening to that language in a short conversation as Sharif and Mona meet each other for the first time.
Ahlan. Ana ismi Sharif.
Ahlan. أنا اسمي مونا.
أهلاً مونا.
أهلاً شريف.
When they say hello to each other, Sharif and Mona will certainly shake hands. People shake hands as a matter of normal courtesy whenever they greet each other. Even friends and colleagues who meet every day do this.
So listen again to the conversation, and this time imagine that you're Sharif or Mona. Repeat what they say and think of yourself shaking hands when you say hello.
Ahlan, ana ismi Mona.
Ahlan, ana ismi Sharif.
Ahlan, Sharif.
Ahlan, Mona.
Listen to Part A as many times as you need until you feel completely confident with the key language.
And when you can, practice repeating after and then with Sharif.
Part B. Language in action. Now you can practice using the language you've learned. Use the key language to say how people introduce themselves.
Here's an example of how Mona would introduce herself.
Ahlan. Ana ismi Mona.
So, now you've heard Mona introduce herself, what would these people say?
Layla.
Gamal.
Aida.
Now would be a good time to check your answers. Listen to what they all said.
Ahlan. أنا اسمي ليلى.
أهلاً. أنا اسمي جمال.
أهلاً. أنا اسمي عايدة.
How would you greet someone and then introduce yourself?
Practice now by saying your own name at the end of what Mona and Sharif say.
Ahlan, Sharif. Ana ismi...
Ahlan, Mona. Ana ismi...
You may think that Arabic is very different from English, but in fact there are hundreds of Arabic words which are like their English equivalents. You can learn to pick these out when you listen to Arabic or read it.
And this can help you to understand the main points in what you hear or read. For example, listen to these words and see if you can understand them.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Computer.
Computer. Computer.
Bank.
Bank. Bank.
Cafeteria.
Cafeteria. Cafeteria.
Did you guess what those words mean? Listen and check.
Radio.
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 Computer.
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 Bank.
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 Cafeteria.
Cafeteria or coffee shop.
Cafeteria.
Now listen to these words again, and especially to how they're pronounced. Repeat each one twice in the pause.
Radio.
Computer.
Bank.
Cafeteria.
Let's move on now to learn all the keywords for Unit 1.
And when you know them, you'll be able to understand and take part in some useful conversations.
Listen to the words and then repeat them the second time you hear them. For example,
Ahlan.
Hello.
Ahlan.
Now you.
Ana ismi.
My name's.
Ana ismi. Ana ismi Sharif.
My name's Sharif.
Ana ismi Sharif. Funduk.
Hotel.
Funduk.
Cafeteria.
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 Just stop for a while and make sure that you're confident with those words. To check, try to say the Arabic equivalent of each English word you hear before Sharif or Mona say it. Hotel.
Funduk.
My name's Sharif.
Ana ismi Sharif.
Cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
Hello.
Ahlan.
Good. Now here are some more useful words. Listen and repeat after Sharif and Mona the second time you hear each word.
Bank.
Bank.
Bank. Kahwa.
Coffee.
Kahwa.
Min fadlak.
Please.
Min fadlak.
Now that's please if you say it to a man. To a woman you say
Min fadlik.
Please.
Min fadlik. Naam.
Yes.
Naam.
Taxi.
A taxi.
Taxi.
Now let's pause again and make sure that we've really learned those new words.
To check that you can say them all, Try to complete the interrupted words that you hear. Try to say the word in full in the pauses before the Arabic speakers say them. Here's an example.
Tak.
Taxi.
This time you say it in the pause.
Tak.
Taxi.
Qahwa.
Ba.
Bank. Minfa.
Min fadlak.
Or to a woman,
min fadlik.
That's good. Now let's listen to the final words.
And once again, listen to them and then repeat them in the pause after Mona or Sharif.
Funduk, Mina.
Mina Hotel.
Funduk, Mina.
Ustaz.
Mister.
Ustaz.
Madame.
Mrs.
Madame.
Anissa.
Miss.
Anissa.
Ya garçon.
Waiter.
Ya garçon.
Let's just make sure you really know all the words in the list. To do this, just listen to some short conversations using these words.
A visitor to Cairo is met by a colleague at the station and shown around town.
أستاذ شريف؟
نعم، أنا اسمي شريف منصور.
أهلاً أستاذ شريف، أنا اسمي ليلى المصري.
أهلاً أنسة ليلى.
So far so good. Leila El-Masri meets Sharif Mansour and checks that he's the man she was waiting for. They introduce themselves, say hello to each other, and then Leila takes him to his hotel in a taxi.
Taxi.
Naam, ya Anissa.
Funduk Mina, min fadlak.
Funduk Mina?
Naam, Funduk Mina.
We can move on now and listen to some more useful dialogues. But with the Arabic you've learnt already, you'll have no trouble in understanding them. So, listen now.
Al-cafeteria.
Ya garçon. Qahwa min fadlak.
Qahwa? Naam.
Al-taxi.
Funduk Mina min fadlak.
فندق مينا؟
نعم، فندق مينا.
الفندق.
أهلا يا أستاذ.
أهلا يا أنسة. أنا اسمي شريف منصور.
Now you'll hear those dialogues again and you can repeat after each sentence in the pause.
أستاذ شريف؟
نعم، أنا اسمي شريف منصور.
أهلاً أستاذ شريف. أنا اسمي ليلى المصري.
أهلاً أنسة ليلى.
تاكسي.
نعم يا أنسة.
فندق مينا من فضلك.
فندق مينا؟
نعم، فندق مينا. الكافيتيريا.
يا غارسون. قهوة من فضلك.
قهوة؟ نعم.
التاكسي.
فندق مينا من فضلك.
فندق مينا؟
نعم، فندق مينا.
الفندق.
أهلا يا أستاذ.
أهلا يا أنسة. أنا اسمي شريف منصور.
Part C. Test yourself.
In Part C, you can practice adapting some of the sentences you've learnt to cope with new situations.
So, think how you would say the following.
Ibis Hotel, please.
Hello, Leila.
My name is, followed by your name.
Hello, Mr. Sharif.
Now try saying it in the pauses before you hear Mona say it.
Ibis Hotel, please.
فندق إبيس من فضلك.
Hello, Leila.
أهلا, Leila.
My name is Amira.
أنا اسمي أميرة.
Hello, Mr. Sharif.
أهلا, أستاذ شريف.
So, now you can greet people in Arabic and say what your name is. You can also understand some more Arabic words and pronounce them correctly.
Now make sure that you really know all the language of Unit 1 by listening to the recording several times. Let the Arabic sink in and become part of you.
And when you've done that, you'll be ready to move on to Unit 2.
And we'll speak to you there.